Good morning, everyone, and welcome to church.
Morning, Roy.
Special welcome to anyone who's visiting us today and to those listening in online. My name is Roy, and our musicians today are Trevor and Rosemary. We've got the duet operating to lead us in song. Heather will be coming along to read the Bible to us, and Rosemary will be leading us in prayer. During the service, we'll celebrate the Lord's Supper. We will remember God's great love for us in Christ Jesus and of the love we ought to have towards each other. As we take of bread and wine or juice, we feed on Christ in our hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Our Bible teaching today, Trevor will be continuing his series on the big O words. So which big O word have you got for us today?
We've got omniscience today. Omniscience. Yeah, omniscience. There you go. That's a big word, isn't it?
Good. And that's all you want to say about it?
Yeah, it's a lot more a bit later on. That's all I'll say now. That's right.
We'll get a dictionary definition of omniscience.
Yes, that's right. You'll know.
Good. Now, a reminder of our mission focus, not so much for the month, but for the whole year indeed. Our link missionaries for 2024. They are chaplaincy. We pray for all the chaplains, all the many different chaplains that we support, hospital chaplains, particularly our chaplain at Concord, of course, prison chaplains, Defence Force chaplains, police chaplains, and the school chaplains and those who conduct the religious education in schools. Also, we shouldn't forget our, from the previous slide, which I missed, our mission to help the Interserve people, the Thomas family in Thailand, the Pharisees in, through Bush Church Aid in Kununurra, and the Blair family working with the refugees here in Sydney. Our sentence of scriptures for today. Before a word is on my tongue, you, Lord, know it completely. And now please stand for our first song today. And indeed, you've got a new song for us today.
We might get you to sit just to start for this one so you can listen into it again. So sit down. That's a good bit of exercise. Up and down. But this is one I think we've sung once before with you. But again, it's a song that picks up on our theme of knowing who God is, an all-knowing God, an all-wise God. So we'll sing it to you, Rosemary and I will, and then after the Bible teaching time, we'll invite you to stand then and sing it then. Would you like to?
Yeah, we'll sing through the first verse. And then we're going to go back to the first verse and you can all join us.
Oh, wonderful.
All join in.
Oh, good. Great. Okay. Got it?
So.
Here we go. It's one of my favourites.
The perfect wisdom of our God, revealed in all the universe, all things created by his hand and held together at his command. He knows the mysteries of the seas. The secrets of the stars are his. He guides the planets on their way and turns the earth through another day.
Do you want to stand and you can all join in?
Stand up. Here we go.
The matchless wisdom of God. Revealed in all secrets of the stars are his. He guides the planets on their way and turns the earth through another day. The matchless wisdom of his ways and mark the path of righteousness. His word a lamp unto my feet, his spirit teaching and guiding me. And all the mystery of the cross, that God should suffer for the lost, so that the fool might shame the wise, and all the glory might go to Christ. Oh, grant me wisdom from above to pray for peace and cling to love, and teach me humbly to receive the sun and rain of your sovereignty. Each strand of sorrow has a place within this tapestry of grace. So through the trials I choose to say, your perfect will in your perfect way. Each strand of sorrow has a place within this tapestry of grace. So through the trials I choose to say, your perfect will in your perfect way.
While you are standing now, just please take a moment to greet the people around you. Turn around through a 360. Okay, please be seated. Let us pray together. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear the commandments which God gave his people Israel. I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery. You shall have no other gods besides me. Do not make any idol for yourself. You shall not bow down to them or serve them. Do not misuse the name of the Lord your God. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. 6 days shall you labor and do all you have to do, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. Honor your father and your mother. Do not murder. Do not commit adultery. Do not steal. Do not give false testimony against your neighbors. Do not covet anything that is your neighbor's. Lord, have mercy on us and write your commandments in our hearts by your Holy Spirit. Our set prayer for this day. Father of heaven and earth, hear our prayers and show us the way to peace in the world. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Our Bible readings this morning, there are two, from Isaiah chapter 46 and Matthew chapter 6. You'll be able to follow along in your pew Bibles or on the screen or in the insert in your news notes. In the pew Bibles, you'll find the Isaiah reading on page 728.
The first Bible reading this morning is from Isaiah 46, verses 5 to 13. With whom will you compare or count me equal? To whom will you liken me that we may be compared? Some pour out gold from their bags and weigh out silver on the scales. They hire a goldsmith to make it into a god, and they bow down and worship it. They lift it to their shoulders and carry it. They set it up in its place, and there it stands. From that spot, it cannot move. Even though someone cries out to it, it cannot answer. It cannot save them from their troubles. Remember this, keep it in mind, take it to heart. You rebels, remember the former things, those of long ago. I am God, and there is no other. I am God, and there is none like me. I make known the end from the beginning, from ancient times, what is still to come. From the east I summon a bird of prey, from a far-off land a man to fulfil my purpose. From what I have said that I will bring about, what I have planned that I will do. Listen to me, you stubborn-hearted, you who are now far away from my righteousness. I am bringing my righteousness near. It is not far away, and my salvation will not be delayed. I will grant salvation to Zion, my splendour to Israel. The next reading is from Matthew 6, verses 5 to 8. When you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. And when you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. This is the word of the Lord.
Let us now say together what we believe in the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. Believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to church this morning. It's good to be back again. Thank you for praying for us during we were a little illness over the weekend. I'm glad it all went well. It was lovely, actually. Not that I encourage you all to do this, because it would be hard for you to hear it from your place, but it was lovely hearing church from our bedroom on Sunday morning, hearing you sing and pray while we were sick. But thank you for your thoughts and prayers, and we're much better now. We're completely healed. Praise God. Let me pray. Loving Heavenly Father, it's such a privilege to be able to call you our Heavenly Father. Knowing how wonderful and big you are, and yet we so small, you know us completely. And you delight to be in relationship with us, young and old. Loving Heavenly Father, we thank you that you do not leave us up to ideas about who you are. You've told us who you are. And you've revealed yourself in person in Jesus. And those who saw you have written down what they've heard and seen. And so, Father God, help me to teach your word correctly today. And may we experience your Spirit guiding us into truth, that we might find great value in living life your way. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, once again, good morning and welcome to church, especially those who might be listening in online today or still on holidays or having a break. Having thought on last week on the omnipotence of God, that God is all powerful, today we actually think on the omniscience of God, that God is all knowing. Without telling anyone or gaining permission, two schoolgirls decided to skip their last class of the day to visit a sick friend in hospital. On their way, they saw their school principal drive by and take a good long look at them. One of the girls quickly ducked behind a bush and said, "Oh, I hope the principal didn't see us." And the other replied indifferently, walking on as if it didn't matter. "What difference does it make?" she said. "God knows everything. He knows what we're doing, and he's the only one who counts." "Yes," said the first girl sheepishly from behind the bush, "but God won't tell my mum." It goes without saying, really, like for omnipotence, for God to be God, he must have all power. So too for omniscience, for God to be God, he must have all knowledge. God must know everything. But we asked the same question of God and omniscience as we did of omnipotence last week. What value is that to us of knowing that? Of knowing that God knows all things? And how are we to appropriately respond as God's people? Well, it gives us the assurance that nothing passes God's knowledge. We can be sure that in all matters, God has all the facts. And this, when you come to think of it, it really is of a great comfort when it comes to life. For instance, as Jesus said in our Matthew reading that Heather read to us this morning in teaching us how to pray, God, our Heavenly Father, the all-powerful provider, knows what we need before we even have asked him. On meeting his daughter's fiancé for the first time, the father asked the young man, "What are your plans for the future to provide financially for my daughter and yourself? The young man replied, "Oh, no plans specifically. We're just going to trust in God and go with the flow." Later that night, turning to his wife, the father said, "I like the young man, but I'm not too sure about his theology." "Oh, why is that?" said his wife. "He thinks we're God." Yes, God may use others to meet our needs, and most of the time, he does use other people to meet our needs, even when we foolishly unprepare for the future. God meets our needs. However, knowing that God knows all things, all the facts, and is the all-powerful provider, the omniscient God, this is an assurance of needs that are known, and that needs that are known that will be met in God's wisdom. And likewise, it's equally comforting to know that knowing God, the all-powerful and perfect advocate and judge, will not be unaware of our good intentions and actions, as well of those whose intentions are not. Coupling God's omniscience with God's all-faithfulness to his person, we can be certain that God will always deal justly, and with that, mercifully. And of course, with the knowledge of knowing that nothing passes God's knowledge and that he knows all the facts, we can't, as the saying goes, pull the wool over God's eyes, you know? He knows when we sin. This is the other side of it as well. God doesn't go into another room or turn a blind eye or suddenly cease to conveniently non-exist. When we sin, we do it in plain view of an all-knowing God, in the knowledge of God, for God is omniscient. When I was a teenager, quite a long time ago, I used to go to church in the evening after youth group. And after church one Sunday night, the minister's son and myself, we raced downstairs to the basement of the church. It used to be called the crypt. Now, you can ask what a crypt is if you're not too sure what that means. It used to be called the crypt. And we used to race down there because we wanted to be first to supper. Little did we know that the minister was in the room next door that particular night, changing out of his robes. He overheard us both saying, "No one's here yet. Shall we start?" And with that, a voice boomed from the room next door, "God helps those who help themselves. God help those who help themselves." When we sin, we do it in plain view and knowledge of God. And if this doesn't concern us, well, it should. It should humble us. It should put us in our place. For the scriptures remind us in Matthew 10, verse 28, "Do not be afraid of those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid. Be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in hell." Or at least, it might the knowledge of the omniscience of God when we sin fill us with shame and remorse, but not so that it cripples us to the point of being able to not be able to come to God and say to God, "I'm sorry, please forgive," and to know that God is merciful and will forgive. Like the prodigal son, we come to him and we say, "I will arise and I will go to my father and I will say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you,'" knowing that it is in the words of 1 John chapter 1, verses 8 and 9, "If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sin, God is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness." What value is there in knowing that God is omniscient? That he is all-knowing. It gives us the assurance that nothing passes our God's knowledge. We can be sure that in all matters, God has all the facts. And knowing that God, being God, knows all the facts, it causes us then for our response is to trust in his wisdom and to trust in him being God. We can be sure that it all matters. It's a great comfort when it comes to life for the assurance of knowing that needs known, needs will be met in the wisdom of God. And likewise, on the other side, knowing that God sees all and knows all, it's an opportunity for us to learn humility. It's an opportunity for us to learn repentance. It's an opportunity for us to work with the Spirit of God to be more and more like Jesus, which is called sanctification. To trust God, to grow in our faith and our obedience, to learn to know the value of forgiveness and of confession and of the mercy of God and what it costs God. As we do, we grow in our trust in God. There's a saying, when it comes to trusting people, we grow in our trust of others the more we know them. You heard that one? Yeah. And that's true, isn't it? The more we know someone, the more we can trust them. The same can be said of our relationship with God. We grow in our trust, our faith in God, the more we know him. And like relationships with people, we grow in that knowledge and trust through listening, through asking questions, sharing what we believe and how we feel. In closing, knowing that God knows all things, I could say a lot more and we could all discuss a lot more, but knowing that God knows all things, even before we even ask him, what does that bring to our thoughts about prayer? Remembering that our Bible reading is in the context in there in Matthew of prayer, Jesus teaching us when to pray, how to pray, what to pray, and why to pray. This little question about the omniscience of God, God knowing all things and knowing it before we even ask them, what does it bring to our thinking about our prayer life and how we pray and all those things, what we pray? If God knows all things and that God commands us to pray, if all that prayer is to you is making God aware of the things you need and expecting him to answer them in a way you want, then why pray? Why pray? He knows them already. Prayer then must be more than just asking God for things. In the wisdom of God, God has prayer bigger than how we think of what prayer is. Prayer is not simply asking God for things, like sitting on Santa's knee at Christmas. Prayer is our God-given opportunity to grow in our knowledge and trust in him. Through listening, asking questions, thinking on what we learn about him, and sharing what we believe and feel with the one who knows all things, even who we truly are, warts and all, and still loves us and loves to hear our voice. Prayer is about relationships. Prayer is about growing in our relationship with God, in the wisdom of God, knowing that we can be assured that he knows everything and he knows all the facts. Let me pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the wonderful privilege it is to know you and to be known by you. Knowing today that you are all-knowing, we cannot hide from you, though so often we try to do just that. We thank you for this assurance today of the value of knowing that you are omniscient, all-knowing, that in your wisdom you will meet our needs. You're teaching us to trust you, to put our faith in you, to work in relationship with you, to fulfill your purposes. You will encourage us as we do that. We thank you. And also, Heavenly Father, we know that knowing all things and you loving us, when we do sin, deliberately or accidentally, Lord, we can come to you and we can ask for forgiveness through confession and knowing that you will forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Father, you want us to run to you all the time. We're not taking our sin for granted, but Lord, we're seeking to live life the way you want us to live. And so, Father, grant us the grace to do just that, knowing that you are all-knowing. Amen. Thanks, Roy.
Let us now say together these verses from Psalm 139. You have searched me, Lord, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you, Lord, know it completely. You hem me in behind and before, and you lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. Please now stand again. We've had the rehearsal. Now's for the real singing of the first song.
Thanks, Roy. The perfect wisdom of our God revealed in all the universe, all things created by his hand are held together at his command. He knows the mysteries of the seas, the secrets of the stars are his. He guides the planets on their way and turns the earth through another day. The matchless wisdom of his ways that mark the path of righteousness. His word a lamp unto my feet, his spirit teaching and guiding me. And all the mystery of the cross, that God should suffer for the lost, so that the fool might shame the wise, and all the glory might go to Christ. Oh, grant me wisdom from above to pray for peace and cling to love, and teach me humbly to receive the sun and rain of your sovereignty. Each strand of sorrow has a place within this tapestry of grace. So through the trials I choose to say, your perfect will in your perfect way. Eternal has a place within this tapestry of grace. So through the trials I choose to say, your perfect will.
Please be seated.
Let us continue our service in prayer. The Lord be with you. Let us pray for all people and for Christ's church throughout the world. Almighty and eternal God, through the Apostle Paul, you teach us to pray and give thanks for all people. In your mercy, accept our gifts and receive our prayers. Set the nations on the path of righteousness and peace. Lead their rulers to wise decisions and right actions for the welfare of all. We pray for the leaders of our nation and for all who exercise authority in this land. Enable them to uphold justice, restrain wickedness, and promote integrity and truth. Comfort and sustain, merciful Lord, everyone in this fleeting life who is in sorrow, need, sickness, or any other distress, especially those who are known to us. Pour out your Spirit on your church so that all who acknowledge your holy name may agree in the truth of your word and live in unity and godly love. Give grace to all bishops and other ministers to set forth your life-giving word by their example and teaching and rightly administer your holy sacraments. Give grace to your people gathered here to receive your word with humble and obedient hearts and serve you in holiness and righteousness all the days of our lives. We praise you for those who have died in the faith of Christ. Help us to follow their good examples, that with them we may inherit your heavenly kingdom. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the chaplains in schools, hospitals, the defence force, the police force, and in prisons, and for those who you have sent out as missionaries here and abroad, the Thomas family serving in Thailand with InterServe, the Blair family amongst refugees in Sydney with Pioneers, and the Pharisee family with the Bush Church Aid Society in Kununurra, Western Australia. We pray that they may continue to experience your grace in their ministries. May their skill, care and wisdom be God's grace poured out to those they talk to. May their hearts remain joyful in God's promises and at peace in your provision as they serve you. And we pray today for our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander brothers and sisters. Creator God, we thank you for the diversity all around us. Help us to see differences and diversity as strengths. Help us to love all peoples as you love, without expectation, and understand how Indigenous peoples have been harmed by settler people and institutions over many years. Lead us and those in authority into your way of reconciliation and guide us into right relationships with all people. Help us to listen compassionately, to speak humbly, to act justly, to seek peace and justice for all. And we pray, Heavenly Father, for our ministries of this church as they start up again in 2024. We pray for their leaders and for those who will attend. We pray that your word may go forth with enthusiasm and trust in your goodness for all people. Hear us, Father, for the sake of Jesus Christ, our only mediator and advocate. Amen.
Brothers and sisters, we come now to receive the Holy Communion of the body and blood of our Saviour Christ. And we can come only because of God's great love for us in Christ Jesus. For although we are completely undeserving of his love, yet in order to raise us from the darkness of death to everlasting life as God's sons and daughters, our Saviour Christ humbled himself to share our life and to die for us on the cross. So in remembrance of his death and his pledge for us and of his love, Jesus instituted this holy sacrament, which we are now to share. But those who would eat the bread and drink the cup of the Lord, we must examine ourselves and amend our lives. We must come with a repentant heart and steadfast faith. Above all, they must give thanks to God for his love towards us in Christ Jesus. So you then, who truly repent of your sins and are reconciled with others, intending to lead a new life of joyful obedience to God, I invite you to draw near with faith and take this holy sacrament to strengthen and sustain you. But first, let us all make a humble confession of our sins to Almighty God. Together. Almighty God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, you made all things and you call everyone to account. With shame, we confess the sins we have committed against you in thought, word, and deed. We rightly deserve your condemnation. We turn from our sins and are truly sorry for them. They are a burden we cannot bear. Have mercy on us, most merciful Father. For the sake of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, forgive us all that is past. Enable us to serve and please you in newness of life, to your honour and glory, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, who has promised to forgive the sins of all who turn to him with repentance and faith, have mercy on you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, strengthen you to do his will, and keep you in eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Hear these words of assurance from the Bible for those who truly turn to Christ. Jesus said, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. The Apostle Paul said, "Here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners." And the Apostle John said, "If anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. He is the atoning sacrifice for our sins." Lift up your hearts. We lift them to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. He is worthy of all praise. Always and everywhere, it is right for us to praise you, Lord, Holy Father, mighty Creator, and eternal God. Therefore, with all those gathered around your throne in heaven, we proclaim your great and glorious name in words of never-ending praise. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Glory to you, Lord Most High. Let us pray. We do not presume to come to your table, merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in your many and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under your table, but you are the same Lord, whose nature is always to have mercy. Grant us therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that we may evermore dwell in him and he in us. Amen. We thank you, Father, our Father, that in your love and mercy you gave your only Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for our salvation. By this offering of himself once and for all time, Jesus made a full, perfect and sufficient sacrifice for the sins of the whole world and commanded us to continue a remembrance of his precious death until his coming again. Hear us, merciful Father, and grant that we who receive these gifts of your creation, this bread and this wine, according to our Saviour's command, in remembrance of his suffering and death, may be partakers of his body and blood. Who on the night that he was betrayed, he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it And then he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after the meal, Jesus took the cup. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." So come, let us eat and drink in remembrance that Christ died for us, and feed on him in our hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Please take of the bread from your cup. The body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was given for you, preserve your body and soul unto everlasting life. Take and eat this in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed upon him in your heart by faith with thanksgiving. Amen. The blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was shed for you, preserve your body and soul unto everlasting life. Let's drink this in remembrance that Christ's blood was shed for us and be thankful. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. As our Saviour Christ has taught us, we are confident to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Lord and Heavenly Father, in your loving kindness, accept our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. Grant that by the merits and death of your Son, Jesus Christ, and through faith in your Son, in his blood, we and your whole church may receive forgiveness of our sins and all other benefits of his passion. We grant with gratitude for all your mercies, we offer ourselves to you as a living sacrifice through Jesus Christ our Lord. Together, send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. Amen.
So a few announcements. You can find them all in the notices in the news and notes. Men's breakfast coming up. That's next Saturday. So you're invited to sign up on the list in the mission table at the back there. Bible studies held during the week. Are they still in recess at the moment? Thanks, Trevor. And for a fresh start with God, we have this book, Essential Jesus, for you to take away at the back of the table on the door. There we go. And we thank you all for regularly supporting financially Abbotsford Anglican Church, both online and via the offertory box at the back. And if you'd like prayer after the church, after the service, personal prayer, you can come down to the front here, and it will be Dick. He will be here and happy to pray with you. And Trevor wants to say a few words about a new plan.
We all have a birthday, and some of us like to celebrate them. Others may not want particularly like to share our birthdays, but we are a family, and family of God's family, and so we thought we'd start something new, which we've done at other churches, and this is called Birthday Sunday. And this is where we acknowledge the fact that there are brothers and sisters in Christ, young and old, who have had birthdays this month. And Rosemary's going to bring out a cake, which we can eat at morning tea time. And I've got a list. I think I know who they are. Vitti, it's your birthday's in January. Erwin, your birthday's in January. And Tony, where are you, Tony? Have you snuck it? Oh, no, there you are. Your birthdays are in January. So come on up the front. Is there anybody else that's had a birthday in January and haven't told us? All right, come on up the front, Tony. Come up here. Erwin and Vidi, come up the front here. All right. We want to wish you a happy birthday, but we're not actually going to sing the happy birthday song. Like, yeah, happy birthday to you. Come around, face the congregation over here. We're going to light the candles up. All right. Great. And this is the song we sing. It goes like this. May our dear Lord bless you, shower graces on you. All right, we got it? Okay, we're singing this to you three, all right? It's a prayer. Okay. May our dear Lord bless you, shower graces on you. May he guide you forever. Happy birthday. And then we pray this prayer for Vitti, Tony, and Erwin. Would you join me? Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for these, our brothers and sisters in Christ, whose birthdays we celebrate this month. We thank you that together with them, we belong to your family, the church, and that together we share in all benefits of belonging through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. Happy birthday to you. Oh, I made up a bit of a blow. Okay. Yeah. Here we go. Tony, you light up my app first. Got it. Erwin, you blow that one out. Up to three. One, two, three. Yay! All right, so it's an extra morning tea. And so thank you for those who've been on morning tea. You've got a little bit extra there as well, too. Happy birthday to you.
And yes, after church there will be morning tea with that lovely birthday cake. So there's an incentive for you all to stay. And continue the fellowship in COVID-safe practices. It'll be nice out in the grassed area at the back there this morning. So now we come to our final song for the day as we prepare to leave. Please stand.
So our last song is You Never Change, and we're reminded that God is omniscient.
Well done.
Yeah. And that he never changes and that he knows all things.
The world, Lord of all love, Heavenly Son, sent from above, we are your bride, bought at great cost, saved by your blood. bring you praise. All of our lives, all of our days, for you never change. Yesterday, today and forever, always the same. Yesterday, today and forever, Jesus our Lord, faithful and true, day after day your mercies are new. We worship your name, for you never change. Shepherd and friend, Savior and King, shelter we found under your wings. You never fail, slumber or sleep, year after year leading your sheep. Lord, we are yours, we're not our own. You are our rock, you are our home, for you never change. Yesterday, today and forever, always the same. Yesterday, today and forever, Jesus our Lord, faithful and true, day after day your mercies are new. We worship your name, for you never change. Hear us, we pray, Lord Jesus, come. Heaven come down, your will be done. Gather your church, saved by your power, carried through time, kept for this hour. When we will rise, seeing your face, casting our crowns, praising your grace. You never change. Yesterday, today and forever, always the same. Yesterday, today and forever, Jesus our Lord, faithful and true, day after day your mercies are new. We worship your name, for you never change. Yesterday, today and forever, always the same. Yesterday, today and forever, Jesus our Lord, faithful and true, day after day your mercies are new. We worship your name, for you never change.
Reminder of our sentence of scripture for today. Before a word is on my tongue, you, Lord, know it completely. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds and in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.